Chapter 9, The Warfare Before Us.
God's servants are to put on every piece of the Christian armor. We are not wrestling simply with human foes. God calls upon every Christian to enter the warfare and fight under his leadership, depending for success on the grace and help of heaven. We are to go forward in the strength of the Mighty One. Never are we to yield to Satan's attacks. Why should not we, as Christian warriors, stand against principalities and powers, and against the rulers of the darkness of this world? God calls upon us to press forward, using the gifts entrusted to us. Satan will place temptation before us. He will try to overcome us by stratagem. But in the strength of God, we are to stand firm as a rock to principle. In this warfare, there is no release. Satan's agents never pause in their work of destruction. Those who are in Christ's service must watch every outpost. Our object is to save perishing souls from ruin. This is a work of infinite greatness, and man cannot hope to obtain success in it unless he unites with the divine worker. From eternity, Christ has been man's redeemer. Ever since the fall, there has come to those uniting with him in his great work the word, "Be not weary in well-doing." Read that in 2 Thessalonians 3:13. "Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord." 1 Corinthians 15:58. The Christian is encouraged to show patient perseverance in carrying forward the work of the gospel ministry in connection with the medical missionary work. As he gains an experience in genuine religion, he obtains a spiritual knowledge that makes character. The life of a true Christian is one continuous round of service. We are laborers together with God. Every day brings to the one in God's service duties proportionate to his powers. His usefulness increases as, under the guidance of a supreme power, he performs these duties. The fulfillment of one duty makes us better prepared to take up another. Those who have a true sense of what is to be done will place themselves in the direct light of the Word of God in union with his other working forces. Every day, clothed with the whole armor, he will go forth into the battle. With prayer and watchfulness and perseverance, he will labor, determined that the close of his life work shall not find him unprepared, not having done all that he could for the salvation of perishing souls. If Christians were to act in concert, moving forward as one, under the direction of one power for the accomplishment of one purpose, they would move the world. The principles that should actuate us as workers in God's cause are laid down by the Apostle Paul. He says, "We are laborers together with God." See 1 Corinthians 3:9. "Whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men." Colossians 3:23. And Peter exhorts the believers, "As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ." 1 Peter 4:10-11. There are great laws that govern the world of nature, and spiritual things are controlled by principles equally certain. The means for an end must be employed if the desired results are to be attained. God has appointed to every man his work according to his ability. It is by education and practice that persons are to be qualified to meet any emergency which may arise. And wise planning is needed to place each one in his proper sphere that he may obtain an experience that will fit him to bear responsibility. God wants us to help one another by a manifestation of sympathy and unselfish love. There are those who have inherited peculiar tempers and dispositions. They may be hard to deal with, but are we faultless? They are not to be discouraged. Their errors are not to be made common property. Christ pities and helps those who err in judgment. He has suffered death for every man, and because of this, He has a touching and profound interest in every man. A man may be trying to serve God, but temptations from within and from without assail him. Satan and his angels urge and coax him to transgress. Perhaps he falls a prey to their temptings. How then do his brethren treat him? Do they speak harsh, cutting words, driving him further from the Savior? What a sad sight for Christ and the angels to behold. Let us remember that we are struggling and falling, failing in speech and action to represent Christ, falling and rising again, despairing and hoping. Let us beware of dealing unkindly with those who, like ourselves, are subjects of temptation and who, like ourselves also, are the objects of Christ's unfailing love. God deals with men as responsible beings. He will work by His Holy Spirit through the mind He has put in man, if man will only give Him a chance to work and will recognize His dealings. He designs that each shall use his mind and conscience for himself. He does not intend that one man shall become the shadow of another, uttering only another's sentiments.